August 17th, 0038 hours here with firefighter. Just go ahead and tell me what you remember about this incident.
Starting from down there?
Yeah. Engine 45 was responding to station 40 for a cover assignment when a sheriff's unit going code passed us at the 23 freeway in Tierra Hada. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what was going on because two units went opposite directions. We pulled up a little further to, I believe the first one is Miller Parkway. Miller Parkway. And a unit went across the street and blocked traffic. At that time, we saw an officer open his trunk and remove a rifle, and we were concerned as to what we were coming into. At that time, we called our dispatch on our cell phone, and they didn't know what was going on, so we just stayed there, did not move, and the captain at the time decided to go up Miller Parkway and go a roundabout way and come down Spring Road. When we got to Spring Road, we met another officer, and he assumed that we were responding to this incident, and he said, "Stage there," when in fact we hadn't been officially dispatched to it. So we just stayed there. At that time, our dispatch called us on the cell phone and said it was a traffic stop gone bad with a possible shooting victim. We staged up there for about an hour, and then we were cleared to come on into the scene. They didn't tell us what for. Two officers down there. Can't see who was what. There was only two officers down there, and it was a taller officer, kind of sandy blonde hair, short haircut.
Okay.
We just administered first aid for him on the various wounds. Apparently we saw a wound on his left foot, a small toe. Could have been a gunshot wound. There appeared to be an injury and an exit on his foot. His right hand had an injury, unknown if that was a gunshot. He definitely had a gunshot wound in his lower right abdomen. We treated those, put him on a flat, brought him up to the top, assisted the paramedics from AMR doing what they needed to do, then loaded him on the helicopter.
Did you hear the suspect make any statements about what happened?
No. Initially, I asked him his name so we could talk back and forth to him and get him to talk to us. And he said, I'm only going to say what I need to say, or something to that effect. Basically, he didn't want to give his name. I told him who I was and why I was there, and that he needed to talk to us, and he kind of changed his attitude at that point. He just complained about where it hurt and covering him up when we had to strip him to check for wounds. Otherwise, he really didn't say anything.
Okay. What injuries did you see?
I saw the injury to his right hand, the gunshot wound to his abdomen, lower abdomen, and apparently an injury to his left foot. It was hard to tell. His boot looked like it may have been cut during the accident with the motorcycle, but then again, it could have been a bullet going at an angle. It wasn't a perfect going straight into the boot. It was kind of at an angle.
Okay.
But it appeared to be there might have been an exit wound on the bottom of his left foot, entry and exit wound. The damage looked like it was something more than just on the motorcycle.
Okay.
Because it was the top of his boot that was cut, but he also had injury on the bottom of his foot, which would have been protected by the vibram sole, which was still intact. So.
Any of the officers make any statements about what happened that you remember?
Just the officer up above. We just chit-chatted about what possibly was going on, and they said there was a suspect that was possibly over the side of the hill in the grass out there.
Okay.
We just kind of needed to know what was going on.
And that was the officer that was blocking traffic on...
Yeah, he was a shorter guy with kind of dark black hair.
On Spring Road.
Christian Barrett.
Okay. He didn't say he knew what was going on or anything like that?
He said it was a suspect that possibly was shot by an officer and that he had gone over into the brush and they were looking for him. Unknown if he actually hit the suspect, but there might be an injury. Just so we know what we're getting into.
Anything else you can think of?
No.
Okay. We'll end the interview. It's 0044 hours.
Affirmative, engine 44.